Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Hi, how are you doing on this Thursday? It's gorgeous outside. Blue sky, perfect temperature for a rally outside, don't you think? At the Carson City Courthouse, 885 East Musser. It all starts at 1 o'clock. And in just less than an hour from now, people are going to be meeting up here in Reno at the Summit Mall right there in front of Wasabi's. Wonderful wasabi. Gosh, I can't remember the last time I had sushi. Can't remember now, but it's just down from the right there in the same complex as the theater. You won't miss it. People are going to have their Trump flags and their signs and all of that good stuff, but they are leaving promptly at 12:15 to get to the courthouse on time. So be ready. If you want to drive in the caravan from Reno, you can, or you can just get down to the Carson City Courthouse before 1 o'clock when the program starts. All right, getting back to our poll question today, 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the Washoe County School District be broken up into three districts, Reno, Sparks, and unincorporated Washoe County? Could that help? People say that the county or that the school district is too big. I mean, hence a superintendent and then what, 7, 8, 9 deputy superintendents? And then all kinds of other administrative officials after that that I really don't understand their purpose. It's just, it's bureaucracy. It's just plain and simple bureaucracy. I'm too busy. I don't want to do that. So let's hire somebody else. Let's just hire somebody else. It's not our money. We don't have to worry about it. Just like Governor Sandoval. We have had and always will have a bullying problem. So what does he do? He starts up the Office of Bully Czar at the state level. Seriously? What a waste of money. Yesterday's poll question, Sisolak is at it again. Now substitute teachers only need a high school diploma or something equivalent to get a job. Okay, what's equivalent to the high school diploma? Isn't that the GED? Do you agree with this action? 13% of those participating in the poll said yes. Probably those with a high school diploma that want a job as a substitute teacher. Because being a teacher is a costly endeavor. And you don't make that much money. It's just the things that we put money into is mind-boggling. The people we see as idols is mind-boggling. The millions and billions of dollars that go to actresses and athletes when they should be going, when that money should be going to teachers and to law enforcement and to firefighters. That brings up another point, though. Kind of not too happy with the fire department right now. $400,000 for a mobile vaccination unit? Can somebody show me where it's the firefighters' responsibility to vaccinate or to even have a vehicle to vaccinate people? Isn't that a Washoe County Health Department issue? Isn't that the issue of the person who wants the vaccination? I'm not going to get a vaccination, and all of a sudden now, there are my tax dollars going into a $400,000 vehicle. What the hell? Are people losing their minds on what priorities should be? Well, I don't even know why I said that. Politicians, elected representatives, don't know how to prioritize. They don't know what priorities are. You don't spend money on arts and entertainment when businesses are shutting down and you have so many people unemployed, so many people about ready to lose their homes. You put a stop. You don't pump the brakes, you just stop. I already have yet tomorrow's poll question decided. But I think Monday, that's going to have to be the poll question for Monday. Why are we spending money like that on something that should be a personal responsibility? If you want to be vaccinated, which, by the way, if you missed earlier in the show, that Chinese people are weary of and do not want the vaccination that the CCP is putting forward. I find that extremely interesting. Don't hear that in the news. No, what we hear is a former president who has been guiding us down the path of communism, Barack Obama, saying, "Oh, Fauci says." Yeah, Fauci can blow it out as, yeah. You know who the first CEO of Moderna was? Dr. Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci is up to his and over his nose in these vaccines and going to make money. Yet, the head of Pfizer dumps all of his stocks because I think he knows where the road is going. The president says that, you know, we're going to get these vaccines out there for free. The allotment's going out, supposedly going out to Walgreens and CVS. I think that came from the state. Here's an even more important question, though. For all of those healthcare workers out there who know what's going on, who know the truth, are they going to be forced to be vaccinated? Are all citizens going to be forced to be vaccinated? Have you looked at what's going on in the UK? Have you looked at what's going on in Ireland with their vaccination passport? Have you looked at what's going on in Germany with the lockdowns? They are getting so extreme in the UK, which actually I posted a video, I think it was on my Facebook. One guy being arrested by like 10, 13 officers jumping on one guy because he's at a protest for the lockdowns against them. And it makes a great comparison to where, just last month when BLM in the UK, yeah, they have, remember, it's a communist organization. It is not about Black Lives Matter. So they are in countries around the world. And in the UK, police got down on their knees in front of Black Lives Matter with thousands of people out there protesting. Couple of hundred people go out to protest the lockdowns and they get arrested. And brutally arrested. It was not gentle. Remember how I told you a while back? It's going to get worse before it gets better. We still haven't gotten to that worst part yet. Just so you know. Let's go to the talk and text lines. 884-9910. Check in with Jason this morning. Jason wants to talk about Dieter. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Monica. I read last week, I heard on the wacky news about the prisoners in California getting the unemployment tax thing.
Uh-huh.
Benefits. Did that happen here in Nevada as well?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. I was just wondering if they checked the voter logs and see if any of them actually voted as well. Because that's a government program that they signed up for. And when I did it, you get a sample ballot.
In the prison system?
No, I wasn't in prison. I know. I was just wondering if the Dieter, they include the voter registration card like doing everything else from the government.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, they shouldn't. I think it's just voter registration with the motor voter. So it should right. just be through the DMV.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Dieter's got enough problems with not being able to sort out all of these issues with people getting their unemployment checks and things like that with all the fraud that's going on. So it, right. we don't want to give them too much more responsibility on top of that. So, but Jason, I hope I answered your question. And thanks.
That was like I said, thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, no, Dieter needs to focus on Dieter. And just so you know that the issues are still going on. If you've heard some other programs where I've complained, my husband had two different states come up where his identification was fraudulently used to get unemployment benefits when this all started. Well, we got notification of a third state now, Nevada. Yes, Nevada joined in, and now my husband has to deal with that. Three times his identity was used for fraudulent unemployment applications. And let me tell you, it's just, first off, it's despicable that people do that when there are truly people in need. And these people just go out and they keep filling them out and filling them out and filling them out, hoping, you know, hoping for what they get back. When there are families in real need, they don't care about that stuff. All they care about is themselves. And Dieter needs to get their act together and get this worked out, because people are still suffering. This concerns me. This is a text that I received earlier in the program, and it just shows the level of frustration of what's going on. Earlier this week, I saw three kids. Oh, look at that. It's 20 after. All right. I'll finish that text right after this. I know I'm such a tease. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you to today's sponsors of the show. Greatly appreciate with the poll question, Nissan of Carson City, and with our giveaways today, the chocolate shop in Gardnerville. Glorious Gardnerville. So before we left for the break, I started to read you a text that I had received. Earlier this week, I saw these kids beating up on this girl. I live on the second floor, and I yelled down to them to stop doing that. Then they turned their attention to me. One came up to my doorstep and wanted to mix it up with me. I told him I didn't want to do it because I would kill him. So received after my response, it's kind of really sad, and I feel really bad for them. Clearly, violence is the only way that they can vent. Words were exchanged. He pushed my buttons. I was pushing his. But it just shows that these kids are bored, frustrated, and unable to vent their feelings. It's true. This is exactly what's going on. Not just with the kids, but with adults as well. We're taking it out on each other, and we shouldn't be. Because we're not each other's enemy. Now, I know that there are a number of people who will agree or disagree with this next statement, but I believe in my father's teachings. Democrats aren't our enemies either. They have a different sense of values. Democrats, not communists, because there is a difference. The Democrat Party has been taken over by communists, Marxists, Maoists, whatever you want to call them. They want to be a part of the New World Order. But guess what? There are Republicans who want that as well. And that's why I'm very glad that Jeb Bush never got into the White House. Because Jeb Bush, George Bush Sr., and George Bush Jr. are all in that world of the one world order. They've admitted it. We've seen it. Pushing wars that we didn't need to be into. But the central banks and the elites wanted us in those wars. Lives have been lost. And we are seeing this frustration right here in our community for ourselves now. At the beginning of the year, I was telling people it's not about men versus women. It's not about black versus white. They have pushed every single scenario on us as possible to break us. Black versus white. They brought in the races. They brought in the religions. The religions didn't fight with each other. So guess what? Let's just shut religion down. Let's just shut down the churches. Close them up. How can we do that? We're going to push the virus. It's business people against those who are afraid that they're going to catch something. Well, let me tell you, you are. You probably already had COVID and gotten over it, and you didn't even know it. They have pushed every single scenario against us. Mask wearers versus non-mask wearers. Democrats versus Republicans. Conspiracy theorists versus non-conspiracy theorists. The mainstream media versus facts. Put on your blinders as to what's going on in the media and what's going on around you, and go and find the truth. I urge you. You want to watch the hearing today? I thank God every day for my listeners. Every single day. So If you cannot make it to the hearing today, 1 o'clock, Carson City Courthouse, 885 East Musser Street, you can just watch it. Right Side Broadcasting Network, I'm sorry, I don't know what channel it is, but they are also going to be streaming it live on YouTube. Listen to the witnesses. Listen to the witness accounts that you will not hear on the mainstream media and make up your own mind. Take out the narrative that they keep pushing that, oh, it doesn't matter if there was fraud. The numbers, you know, even with these irregularities, the glitches we had, Trump still wouldn't win Nevada. They don't know that. They don't know that for a fact. Until we have an honest election, a fair election, we're not going to know. Because in my heart of hearts, I think Trump did win. People bring up, well, he didn't win. He didn't win in 2016. He didn't win Nevada. Really? You mean 2016 when we were using the Dominion machines? Prove it to me. He didn't win Nevada. Let's go through all of those votes. IRS comes out and audits people for the stupidest thing. Audits businesses. You miss a $10 payment, $100 payment. Banks audited. Why aren't we auditing our elections? It's a simple question. It's worth the money. It's worth the time. I'd like some answers, and I know you would too. So we start the process today in Carson City at the courthouse at 1 o'clock. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm sorry I can't be with you at 1 o'clock today when so many patriotic Americans are meeting at the Carson City Courthouse today for the first hearing in the lawsuit brought by the Trump campaign in fraudulent voting here in Nevada. I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to speak, and I appreciate so much just even the thought that they would give me a chance to speak, but had a little issue come up this morning, and I won't be able to attend, so it sucks. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. But I do want to bring you up to date on, of course, most people got the alerts on their phones that Governor Sisolak was speaking last night once again about the COVID restrictions and shutdowns. And he's just so disappointed with everybody. And it's just the numbers are going up and up. And I told you this 2 weeks ago that he was going to keep this state shut down until well into January. It's not going to change. It's not going to change unless you change it. Why? Because he's being told to keep us shut down. All right, if you missed it earlier in the show, I just sent this off to somebody who asked for a copy of it. Johns Hopkins has taken down the article showing that U.S. deaths in 2020 are no different than prior years. Why did they take it down? Because it doesn't fit the narrative that we're all going to die. We're not. It's a virus. A lot of people learned this in school of what viruses are, but I guess they weren't paying attention. Virologists are out there explaining it. explaining how small a virus particle is, particulate. Masks don't work. It goes right through it. The meme is true. It's like putting up a chain link fence to stop a mosquito. But when you've got Obama out there saying, well, if Fauci tells me to take the virus, I'll take the vaccine. Well, you know what? I think he and Fauci and all the rest who are pushing this narrative should be the first ones to take the vaccine. Because you know what? The vaccine is not going to keep you from getting COVID. It hasn't been tested. It hasn't been tested to the point where we're going to know the horrible side effects for years. Does the flu vaccine keep people from getting the flu? No, it doesn't. This is all just a bunch of hype. And I can't wait to talk about this. Mel, thanks for calling. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Mel wants to talk about hospitals, and that was going to be my next subject. So, Mel, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I drive a cab here in Reno, and I pick up a lot of people. Now, I've been picking up people out of the hospital, and I picked up this one lady. She spent 30 days in St. Mary's. So I asked a few questions. I says, how many people were in there with you? She said there was about 15 beds and there was only two of them in there. And I said, really? I says, well, I thought the hospitals were crowded. She says, I didn't see anybody that was crowded. I says, anybody on a respirator? She said, no. Now, she's been in there 30 days. Go figure.
You know, Mel, I was going to bring up the fact that we have video from some great patriots out there who have gone around Renown, because that's the hospital that is, you know, come into all of this national media now because President Trump said something. We have video of it being empty. You know what they decided to do, Mel? They decided to go cover up all of the openings, all of the windows, all of the doors. Now there's a security guard, and nobody can get near that area to take any type of pictures or video.
Yep. Because the only thing you depend on is people coming out and telling that it's not that severe.
Yeah, and no one's going to come out of there because there's no one in there. So, Mel, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. And thank you for being a cab driver and getting us around safely. I appreciate that as well. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with... Oh, the phones are frozen. Never mind. Okay, I see Bob and Barney trying to call in. But it's like that computer thing where you unplug the phone system and you plug it back in, or unplug the computer and plug it back in. We got to do that. So I'm going to mention just a couple of other things here. Yes, I love that video that I got. I mean, these are people that are actually going down and doing the work and not relying on the media, because the media doesn't do the work. These people have gone down to the parking garage and they've taken the video. And now they can't get anywhere near it. Why? Because people don't like being proved that they're misleading the public. And why are they misleading the public? Because of the fear factor. If you don't have the fear, you can't shut people down. And if you can't shut people down, you can't tank the economy. If you don't do that, then you can't ask the government for more money to help get you out of debt. This is all being done on purpose. And look at this. As of Tuesday now, Congress is getting together and they're actually working together on another stimulus package that is going to plunge us further into debt. Further into debt of the central banking system. It all plays in together. It's all to tank what is going on. And that's why it is all happening in the Democrat-run states. So you can thank Governor Sisolak and Mayor Sheehy for all of this. For your favorite businesses being closed, for the lies that are being spread about the COVID virus. It's ridiculous. Masks don't work. They didn't work in March when everything was shut down. Oh, wait, but not everything was shut down. Big industry was still open up. So the Walmarts and the Targets and the Home Depots and Lowe's. They don't even know what they're doing. They tell us to eat outside, and then LA turns around and bans outdoor dining. Really? They can't even keep it straight because they don't know what's going on. They're just following what they're told. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. It seems as though we've got them straightened out again. So let's check in with Barney this morning. Barney, you want to talk about new car restrictions? What car restrictions are out there?
Okay. Hi, Monica. It's been a while since I called
Barney.
In and talked to you. I'm headed into Carson now for the little rally there. But anyway, this morning in one of my publications, I came across an article that the California Air Resources Board, CARB, restrictions are going to be brought up this legislative session for Nevada. And what they're doing is they're targeting the trucking industry, the other lifeblood of Nevada.
Yeah, the last session they hit the mining industry, so it would figure they'd go after the truckers now.
Yep, they're coming after the truckers. They're going to impose the same restrictions that they have in California, which means that if you have a truck that is over 10 to 15 years old, you are going to have to spend $25,000 to $30,000 to upgrade that truck to current standards.
Unbelievable. Barney, when you get into a fixed position, would you email me that information that you found? Because I know we have a lot of truckers that listen to this program, and I want to make sure that they know, thanks to Governor Sisolak, what they're going to be forced to do.
Yeah, well, you're friends with me. I put it on my homepage, but
you put it on your homepage? Okay.
Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll go ahead and email it to you also.
Okay. It's every little thing that they can do to beat the middle class down. Who are truckers? Truckers are usually in the middle class. And that is meant to destroy the middle class.
Yes, it is.
Barney, thank you.
Go ahead. I have a 1962. And there's no way I can put it on the road if this comes into the pass.
Well, unfortunately, they still have control of Nevada. So, you know, we'll see how it works out. We just have to make sure that people know about it, because you know as well as I do, in the special sessions and in the regular sessions, which, by the way, is coming up in just a couple of months for the regular session, the media is not going to cover the stories and get them out ahead of time that need to be covered. And this is definitely one of them. Barney, before I let you go, I want to thank you so much for all of your hard work, all of the miles that you've put on your vehicles, the time you've been away from your family and dragging family members around, for all the work that you did on the Recall Sisolak petition. I'm sorry that, you know, we couldn't get more help for you and more notoriety through the community and through the media. But I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the hard work that you did, and everybody.
Oh, thank you, Monica. I appreciate it. And the entire Recall staff appreciates it, too. We put in millions of hours of time and money and everything else to make this come to pass, to get this incompetent governor out of office, but it's just too bad people are so complacent and think that everything is going to work out.
Well, and that the media and politicians are so against the effort of the people. So, Barney, thank you so much. I got to get on to Bob now. So that didn't sound right. I got to move on to Bob's call. So you have a great day and give a yell for me at the rally. I really appreciate it. All right. So let's check in with Bob. Bob wants to talk about vaccines. Bob, thanks for calling into the program. Are you going to get vaccinated? Did we lose Bob? Oh, I think we lost Bob. Okay. I was too long with Barney. I'm sorry about that, Bob. Bob wanted to talk about vaccines. And again, it's going to come down to the question of what's it worth to you? Is it worth to you to take a vaccine that there is no guarantee that it is going to keep you from getting the coronavirus? Is it worth it to you to take a vaccine that has proven toxic chemicals, mercury and all that other good stuff, being put into your body, you know, that machine that is built to fend off these viruses, even the man-made ones, that we don't know what is going to happen in the future? The fatigue, the maybe muscle loss, maybe debilitating headaches, who knows? Who knows? And is it worth it to you to take it if you know that if something happens to you, you become debilitated for life or something horrible, even death? Because remember, that's one of the side effects. And there have been people who have died in the trials. It's not overly publicized, but you can find the information. Knowing that you or your family cannot sue the pharmaceutical companies because they have complete immunity. They have no liability with any of this. And to know that even the people in China, like the numbers, like 80%, don't trust the vaccination that the CCP is putting forward. Let's talk more about the virus. Let's talk more about the vaccination. I want to talk more about this $400,000 vaccination trailer that the fire department is getting. Or not. Is that their responsibility? Trump said the military was going to be available. They know how to do field hospitals. They know how to do mass things like this. Is it worth it to you? What if your job tells you you have to have the vaccination? Just ask yourself one thing. If the city, the state, your job, if anybody requires this vaccine, if it's mandatory, ask yourself why. And isn't that just a little controlling? We'll be back to wrap up the show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Few of the things we'll be talking about here as we talk live and local for all of Northern Nevada is, despite record-breaking snowfall, drought persists. This is a really good article from Kurt Hildebrand. So we'll check that out tomorrow because, you know, developers, they want to keep building. Yet, where's the water? Also, we'll go more into the elections. We'll go more into the vaccine, getting a lot of great stories from virologists. I mean, people who know their stuff on things like this, that the vaccine is downright dangerous. Talk a little bit more about General Flynn. He's tweeted out and calling for Trump to declare martial law and order a new election. Might have to change the poll question to see if you agree with that. Martial law does not thrill me, but the thought of Joe Biden being president doesn't thrill me more. So I just want to see things honest. Not one scrap of evidence of fraud. And we are just inundated with it right now. So you can catch it on YouTube. The hearing starts at 1 o'clock, just a little over an hour from now. You still have a chance to get down to the Carson City Courthouse on Musser Street. And let's just keep each other in each other's prayers. Love you. Have a great day. Check you tomorrow.